Good morning. You're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Las Vegas on Monday before services starts, and I'm with Palmy Bueller, the Vice President of Business Development with the Dixie Group. Palmy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you and all your listeners and all my friends.
We spoke recently, and you gave a couple of pointers to how to sell in a soft market. I want to talk today about a custom you've been doing for quite some time. You put together a list of New Year's resolutions for professionals in the flooring business, and we're going to be offering them up attached to this podcast. Give us a little history on these New Year's resolutions.
Thank you, Kemp. It started with somebody asking, can you put a few things together? And now it is going on for over 25 years. I start getting messages, hey, are you working on it or not? So for over 25 years, I've been doing it. And this is absolutely one of the most special, amazing year. Because as you know, 2026 is historic because it is the 250th anniversary of the nation that built on opportunity, innovation, and progress. And as we honor the legacy, we also embrace the spirit of this great nation. So that's why I came this year. One, I'm taking a different approach, kind of build the future, as we talked in the last podcast also. So the tagline for flooring and retail I have created is honoring the past and flooring the future.
Real quick on your background too, Palmy, you go out and spend time with dealers and you're a coach. You help them think about the right things to improve their success. So these New Year's resolutions, you quote Peter Drucker, it's things to think about in business to be more successful, right?
That is correct. A lot of the people think that I come and talk about the product knowledge. Today, product knowledge is available on the internet. As you know that I say, every customer speaks to God through Google. So what I do is my coaching, my conversations, all these resolutions, and it takes a lot of effort to put these together. I do it to be a better person, to be a better human being, to be better at what you do. And that is sort of the fundamental and underlying mission I have for all these resolutions.
So there's 10 this year. Give us a couple of the ones you're most excited about.
Thank you, Dave. Well, they're all exciting. That's why I put it together, and I have to keep it to 10, a lot of research. But I think the first one I want to talk about it is create your future. You mentioned Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker said, the best way to predict the future is to create it. So the future is not predicted. It is built. That is what this nation has done. Always look at it. What do you want to do? Block out all the noise, and then how do you want to do it? And the second one I want to talk about it, I want to tease your listeners so that they can go and download all. They're not only for the flooring industry, they're for any retail, any business you can go in. And I call it as complain with solutions, not without solution, complain with solution. So when you have a complaint, if you don't have a solution, it is all noise. If something isn't working, bring at least one good idea to make it better. It may not be the perfect idea, but it sets the foundation of growth or so. So what I say is improvement is a choice. Every day ask yourself, am I advancing or am I anchored to the past? So since I have the microphone, I'm going to go ahead and finish a couple more. Last time we talked about is creating the success in the flat market. So I want to a little bit dwell on that. I thought of that a little bit more. Your customers, not you, decide the value of what they can afford. And many times you focus on it, I can't afford it, I won't sell. So my message is stop selling it to yourself. When you have a doubt, when you hesitate showing a product, or it shows up in your tone, it shows up in your body language and recommendations also, if you ask the right questions, starting with the best products, that becomes effortless. So growth happens when you lead the customer, not when you lead your assumptions. I will finish with one more thought. Shop and tour with purpose. Many times we only go for shop when we need something. I suggest go shopping one day with the purpose that I want to learn from a different industry. If you can go to your manufacturer's manufacturing facility, that gives you an amazing confidence or so. Kemp, you know that we are here at Services. We at TDG, at the Dixie Group, we have so many amazing products to make the future better. I personally look forward, we all at the Dixie Group looking forward to our booth when our friends come to the booth. So we're at 24-23. I'll be happy to have additional discussion.
So hopefully everybody gets out of here. This weather got us a little worried, and it's Monday, and the expo starts tomorrow. Hopefully everybody gets out here. So Dixie, obviously, going to have a beautiful space on the show floor. What are you most excited about that Dixie's doing this year?
Step into color. We have 50 amazing products within our four brands. You got to come there. We have made things simple. You can do any color, and we have brought it down to 35 yards. Nobody in my mind does better than what we do on the custom color.
And give me one more update on the PFCs. What's going on with them?
PFC, we're doing amazing. We're doing amazing. We just added a couple of new partners also. PFC did really performed better than the market conditions last year. And this year, I believe 2026 is going to be absolutely the historical year, because it is a historical year.
Premier Flooring Centers.
Yeah. I call it Palmy Flooring Centers.
Okay, Palmy, great to spend time with you, and thanks for sharing your New Year's resolutions. Again, been talking to Palmy Bueller, the Vice President of Business Development with the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.